I'm Harry Bickings, and welcome back to the Good Times Cast. Today, okay. Oh. Well, that got intense, didn't it? Anyway, I might as well just hold the microphone, since it's a solo episode. Now, there's a lot of smoke in this room right now, because I... Just making sure there's no other fires. Anyway, welcome back to the Good Times Cast. I'm Harry Bickings. I'm sorry it's been so long. Welcome back. I promise I'll explain why I was gone for so long and why I don't have my laptop with me. Truth be told, my laptop died. It's been a hectic last few weeks. I might say. I'm surprised nobody's coming to yell at me about the fire smell yet. For all of my audio listeners, I just set my table on fire, so expect me to get yelled at in a couple seconds. So, let me just set the mood a little bit. You feel me? I'm now scared of fire, so I'm scared that I have set a bad precedent for the rest of the world. Anyway, I hope you all have had a fun and exhilarating last few weeks. Again, sorry for the delay. I know I promised when I started this new journey of the Good Times Cast that this wouldn't happen again, and it happened. And I can explain myself, I really can. But I decided I'm gonna try to remember what I wrote about in my thing. I should probably get this away from me. I'm going to try to remember what I wrote on my computer. So we'll get to it at some point. We'll get to it eventually. But anyway, I'm glad to be back. Glad to be in your warm embrace again for the month now. But yeah, baseball's back. Can't be mad about that. You know, that's all I can say at this point. So let's just get right into it. I had a new segment planned. It was called, What's Been Going On With Harry? The first question was, what's something annoying that has happened to me in the past 6 months? Well, I can tell you right now, it's called, I have probably some of the worst coworkers in history. Let me cover my logo so you guys can't look up where I work and out me in front of everybody. Anyway, yeah, you know what really annoys me is when I'm at work listening to music, doing my thing, and all of a sudden I turn to my left and someone's been talking to me for like 3 minutes and I have no idea what they've said to me because I've been listening to music and I take my headphones off and they're still talking. Like, I don't get it. You know, someone can explain it to me, that'd be nice. My headphones are in. I can't hear you. I'm listening to music. I'm listening to the Wonka soundtrack. I mean, if no one's seen Wonka yet, you gotta see it. Anyway, I think it's important to note that this is going to be a classic Good Times Cast episode, because a lot of people have been telling me they miss the old format of chaos. So we're not really giving you the old format. I'm just saying what I want to say right now because it's been a rough last few weeks and it hasn't been skibbity toilet riz. I'll tell you right now, it has not been skibbity toilet riz. There's not much good I can say other than the Phillies won one game and I didn't even get to watch it because it was on Easter. So, I mean, not that like nobody didn't let me watch it. I just didn't watch it because I was busy, you know? Anyway, wrong podcast. If you want me to talk about, if you want to hear me talk about the Phillies, listen to this podcast, the Let's Go Eat podcast. I'm probably not going to do that because I'm too lazy to edit this podcast. I already know. I made up my mind that I wasn't going to edit this podcast. I got too much to do. There will be an episode next week. There will hopefully be a guest. In all honesty, I started the Good Times Cast Season 3 with a thought that I would be able to get many guests, but I realized I don't have many friends, you know? So, I mean, I have a lot of friends, but a lot of friends that don't want to do the podcast. So, It's fine. I mean, I'm doing fine. Everything's great. The fire was a little big, though, so that was a bit of an issue. It was just a little scary. Might as well crack open this Diet Coke while I tell you about my annoying coworkers. I'm not going to drop any names, but they're annoying. That's all you need to know. they're really annoying people. I just don't get it. And they'll, like, make me take off my headphones just to tell me what a pet name is. Like, I don't care, you know? I don't care. We got a job to do. Yeah, so that's something that, annoying has happened in the last, 6 months. Even though that was, like, every day of my work week, you know? Yeah. Next question was, what's something awesome that has happened in the last, 6 months? I don't know why I put 6 months, but I did anyway, and, you know, here we are. Something exciting that's happened in the last 6 months, I mean, I know there's probably some, my girlfriend Alex got me AirPods. That's pretty cool. I've gone through maybe 4 or 5 AirPods. I got my car inspected finally. So there's that. And boy, do I have a story for you in a couple seconds. I'll tell you right now, I have a story. We're going to try not to have a mental breakdown in this episode because that's not professional. And I'm professional now. I have a camera. I have a brick wall. I don't have meltdowns anymore in my car. I have meltdowns at the Good Times Cast HQ, the Good Times Cast headquarters. Anyway, nobody's coming and yell at me about the fire yet, which is kind of crazy. So if my room set on fire, it's crazy to know that nobody would care. It's also crazy to think that I tried putting the fire out with a pair of pants and it worked. So I can't even really like say anything. Because it worked. I mean, no one, I wasn't going to say anything. It's you guys might say something, and I'm not playing that game. I'm not playing that game. Seriously. I went to a Phillies game last week, and they lost 12-4. How do you think that's making me feel right now? Seriously, how do you think that's making me feel? Anyway, what's something crazy that happened to me in the last couple days? I got pulled over. It was great. It was fantastic. It made me so happy. One of my favorite things in the whole world is getting pulled over. I can't stress it enough. If there are any cops out there, just pull me over. I love it. It's one of my favorite things in the freaking world when I get pulled over. And it doesn't make me anxious or scream or anything. I love it. So if you want to pull me over, go ahead. Any cops listening, come get me. I'm here. Anyway, please don't do that. I got pulled over on Thursday last week because I wasn't speeding. Let me just set the mood for you, okay? I'm on the phone with Alex on the way to work. I wasn't on my phone. I have CarPlay, so if the phone was in the pocket part, the screen was right there, so I was listening to Alex while I was talking. Driving. you get it? But anyway, I was driving, about to get to work, and I see this cop car to the left of me, and I already get anxious, because one thing about me, I really hate getting pulled over. I hate driving near cops, because I have this fear that I'm doing something wrong, which unfortunately, in this time, I was doing something wrong. I wasn't speeding or anything, I don't do that, I'm not ridiculous, I wasn't changing lanes without a turn signal. My state registration was just a little expired by 2 years. No, 1 year. Also, my car inspection was passed due by 1 year and 6 months. So, yeah, I get pulled over. Well, okay. I see the cop behind me, and I'm like, Alex, there's a cop behind me. And she's like, they don't care about you. And then the cop starts to speed up a little bit. And I'm not playing this game. So I get to the next lane with my turn signal on because I'm not testing it, and the cop starts to get near me, and so I start to slow down so the cop can get past me and I can calm down, but no, I look to my right and the cop never gets near me, so I'm like, oh no, he's behind me. Little do I know, I look up at my rear view mirror, I see the cop getting into my lane, the lights turn on, and I'm like, Alex, I'm getting pulled over, and she's like, no, you're not, And then I start screaming, Alex, I'm getting pulled over. I'm freaking out. Long story short, my car almost got towed. My car almost got towed because my inspection and registration was just a tad expired. But I got that all squared away. I got my car inspected. We're all good. It doesn't say December 2022 anymore. It says March 2025. So I got a whole year to spare. So if there are any cops out there, I'm good. Officer, I don't know if I can say her name. Thank you for being nice to me. I was about to throw up. So I don't like getting pulled over. Plain and simple. And see, a lot of people are going to be like, well, that's not an excuse for not making an episode last week. Yeah, it is, because I'm the host of the Good Times cast, so I can do what I want, technically. But yeah, we're back on our normal schedule. I will say this right now. There are 6 episodes left till we go on a break, a 2-month break, so I can get caught up again on episodes and hopefully not have to worry about doing an episode every week. Hopefully I can get more guests than I had last year, this year. My Coke's died. Hey, no free advertising. Come on. Anyway, yeah, it sucked getting pulled over. But yeah, 6 more episodes. Hopefully I can get a guest next week. If not, it'll be another solo episode with the regular format. This week, I just wanted to talk. I just wanted to get the word out that I'm back. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying. I'm here to stay. I also had a thought in my head today. It was kind of silly. I don't know why I'm apologizing for taking all these random breaks. The only people that are listening are like 2 of my friends, Alex and my parents and my grandparents. So sorry, guys, for all of this. I don't know why I think I have such a huge following. I think it's all the mentality, which is fine. It's a good mentality to have. And I'm not getting rid of that mentality. Act broke, stay woke. No. That's not what I meant. I'd rather be pissed off than pissed on. If you don't know a good metaphor to say, just say that. Because it's true. But yeah, that's something crazy that happened to me in the last week. Yeah, this episode's full chaos, and I hope you're excited. I hope you're happy listening to it. There hasn't been much screaming, though, so it isn't really like... I haven't really gave in to the old Good Times cast. It's still the old Good Times cast. Which is... Wait, it's still the new Good Times? What did I say? I already forgot what I said. I don't know if I said it right, but you know what I meant if I said it wrong. Anyway, we're going to go to another segment. This segment's called Inventions with Harry Bickings. It's an impromptu segment where I come up in my brain with something, except this isn't impromptu. This is something I've been thinking about that I think is a great idea. Anyway, so let's get right into it. You all have seen To Catch a Predator with Chris Hansen. I'm going to start a new one. I think I'm going to make the next YouTube version of To Catch a Predator. I don't know what it's going to be called yet, but it's going to be crazy. We're going to clean up the streets a little bit, and we're going to make the world a better place. I'm going to be the next Chris Hansen, and it's going to be crazy. I just got to think of my entrance. You know who he has the entrance? There was that one where that guy called the girl Boo, and he came and he's like, "Hey, Boo." I gotta think of something good like that. And then he's like, "Well, do you know who I really am? I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. And we're doing a story on predators." Anyway, straight up. But yeah, I need to figure something out there on how to get all that squared away. So if anyone wants to help me start my next journey, let's do it. Let's make the world a better place, and let's do it. Seriously. This is going to be a really quick episode, because I feel like I'm kind of flying through this. I don't even remember. I think I had my third bit of set the table on fire, but I already did that. So I'm not going to do that again also, because that was really scary, and I feel like that was dangerous. That was really dangerous, because I could have caught fire in the room. Should we spin the wheel? It's really lonely without a guest. I mean it. So for all the people who have bailed on me in the last few weeks, you suck. So I haven't had a guest because people keep bailing on me. Also, I was thinking, I don't need to have physical guests. I can have like a Zoom guest and they can be talking to you. I don't see a problem with that. So you can still see their face. I was thinking about that. I think it'd be fun. Anyway, let's spin the wheel. I got animal impression. Well, that says animal impressive, but animal impressions. We're just going to go with, let's do a wolf. If anyone has any dogs, I hope that got their dog, your dogs to wake up, and I hope it ruined your day, because now they're yelling. Suck it. Seriously, you lose. Let's spin it again. We got Twinkies. Don't have those. I really need to update the wheel. What are you scared of? What am I scared of? I mean, I've talked about this before, but one of my most underrated fears is turtles. I think they're freaky. One time when I was little, I really wanted turtles. My parents told me I could get turtles if the baby they were about to have was a girl, and I didn't get a brother, so I'd get turtles. And I didn't get turtles. I found out that they give salmonella to people. So, yeah, long story short, I got a sister, and then I also didn't get turtles. So I did get a fish tank, which was pretty cool. Maybe I'm scared of turtles because they bring back some childhood trauma of me not getting turtles. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it much. But when I got that fish tank, the next day I got it, I pooped the bed. I remember that so vividly, and I tried. Okay, little story time. When I got a fish tank, I think it was back in 2010. So I was 8 years old. I don't know if, am I admitting too much? I was homeschooled, so it doesn't even matter, you know? I'm not like that. I haven't pooped the bed in months. So, I was technically like 7 years old, so it's okay. I'm still wearing diapers. No, I wasn't wearing diapers at seven. I take that back. I think I had issues. But anyway, I pooped the bed, and I remember waking up at like 4 a.m. And I tried to clean it up myself so nobody found out. Smartly, I cleaned it in the sink, the bathroom sink. I'm not quite sure why I decided to clean it in the bathroom sink when I probably could have just gone all the way downstairs into the basement and put it in the washer, or just, you know, like any normal person, just thrown the clothes away, thrown the sheets away. Nobody would have ever found out. No, I tried to clean my pants and underwear in the sink of the bathroom. So that was a really good moment. But my mom caught me mid-cleanse, and I got caught. She cleaned it up, and I had to take a shower. And when I was little, I didn't like taking showers, so I'm admitting way too much right now. And I mean, that might be a good time to call the episode. This was more of a update, you know, a welcome back. I'm back, baby. We're back. We're so back. Phillies suck. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for always being there. I don't know who I'm talking to. Hopefully I'm talking to some people. But yeah, I'll be back next week, whether that's with a guest or not. Hopefully I can find a guest. Wish me luck. Also wish me a better week than it's been the last few weeks, cause I need it. I really need it. So, thanks for joining me. 6 episodes left, guys. I hope you're excited, because it'll be a doozy. Okay, I'll see you later. Good night.